Slaven, it just seemed that after the penalty, the players just lost their focus, they lost their shape. It wasn't how that City fielded the strongest possible team. You had some of your better players on the bench. Was it a combination of the two that happened to that?
Good evening. Yeah, it's very bad night for us. It's big defeat. It's hard to say anything positive when the game finished like this. We started well, played well for half an hour until that first penalty, first goal, and then the crucial moments of apart from the penalty where our reaction after the first goal. Okay, we had a great chance to equalize straight after that, but we made the mistake that we start to chase them on a big pitch, which is very difficult to do against them. If you attack them on a big space, then they find the space in between the lines or behind your defense, and that's exactly what they've done in those 10 minutes until the end of the first half, and they scored two goals, and then of course it was game over. At the halftime, we asked from the team to stay compact, to stay solid, not to concede more, because it's not the same, of course, but unfortunately we conceded a couple of more goals from the set pieces. As I said, it's hard to find anything positive from when you are defeated like 5-0 at home.
Pep said the pitch and the stadium seem to make it easier for City than it has been for a lot of the season. Do you see what you're saying?
Yeah, I can understand it, of course. Yeah, it is a great pitch on a big stadium. You have space, but we gave them space as well. But we played at the same stadium three days ago against Manchester United. Also, let's say, I don't know, team of the same quality as we played tonight. And we didn't give them too much space. And we played even with the 10 men for the majority of the game. But we didn't give them the holes between our lines or the space behind. Tonight we gave them, especially after the first goal in those 10 crucial minutes that basically decided the game.
Sorry? What was the thinking behind taking off Andy Carroll after 58 minutes? Is he injured?
No, he's not injured. No. He's not injured. Just he didn't feel well yesterday. He had a bit of flu. Not a big one, okay, but he had a bit the flu, so basically after the 3-0 we just wanted to save him, to save him, not to get him in a position that he might get injured or whatever, because the game was over, and that's we were thinking about keeping him in a good shape for the game against Palace. That's nothing else. But he didn't train yesterday. He felt a bit of flu, but he was clear from the doctors, all well and everything. So we started with him. But I felt it would be unnecessary to keep him till the end of the game when the result was anyway gone. It was 4-0. Yeah, that's.
What do you think of penalty decision?
You know, when you lose 5-0, okay, that penalty was not fourth goal or fifth goal. It was, some would say, the crucial point. I would say very, very important point of the game, because it was 0-0, but it's very hard to talk about that thing when you lose 5-0. I didn't see it again. From my point, it looked a little bit, maybe soft, but no complaints about that. No, not at all.
What was the thinking behind not starting at Payet?
Well, we played This was our third game in 6 days. We wanted to put a very strong lineup, and we put a basically very, very strong lineup out. And also Mark was ill for a couple of days. So this was the team that we thought was gonna have a really good chance to give them a game and to go through in the next round. And we had a plan because the game lasts 90 minutes to get something quality and fresh from the bench as well. Unfortunately, it wasn't good. But you know what? Now it's time for the team to show a character. Fortunately, we had a few of defeats like that. But let's say after Arsenal won, we show character and quality and team spirit, and we went to Liverpool. And after that, 3 more games, we got 10 points after that hard defeat. Now is the time to do it again. All right, thank you.